quick question. Are your projects running you instead of the other way around? Do you know that the majority of projects fail due to missed deadlines? What if you could guarantee that your project stays on track? Okay, wait, stick with me. I know this sounds unreasonable, but I'm going to reveal some proven timeline strategies that top or exceptional project managers use to deliver on time the majority of the time. Point number one, escalate issues before they become crises. Family, when I was leading this project, I'm going to share a short story with you. Leading this project, and I had noticed that there wasn't really a proper escalation process in place. I had taken it over from someone else, and it was, hey, if we can't figure out X, Y, and Z, then we just push it to a side. And I come and pick it up, and you started seeing all of these problems. And I'm like, hey, what are we doing with this? Why is this not logged in the risk register? Or why is this not logged in the issue log? And so I was getting frustrated because I'm like, this is easy. This is things we need to do so it doesn't become a bigger problem when we get near the end of the project or even in the middle of the project. So one of the things I always recommend is escalate issues before they become crises. I know a lot of times some problems require executive intervention to resolve quickly, but it's worth it. And let me tell you why it's worth it. Because it's important because it prevents delays by securing support when needed. A lot of people feel nervous to get that executive support. And I'm like, why? They have an interest in how well this project does. Of course, you're supposed to go through the proper channels, meaning that you need to do everything you can do in your control. We always talk about managing or leading the controllable. What did you do? Because most executives are going to ask you, hey, so what have you done this far before it has gotten to me? And they're not doing that to make you feel uncomfortable. They want to know what you've already done, so they won't do what you've already done. And if you've done something to a point where, like I tell you, my escalation path is always one-on-one first. And if the problem continues again, I'll send an email and then we'll meet again. And then I go to their manager or above their manager, depending on how severe the issue is. So you want to, my actionable tip is you always want to define your escalation thresholds based on the severity as well as the impact. Point number two. Maintain a transparent communication flow. Oh, this is, I'm going to try to do my best, family. But one of the things that frustrates me is information silos. They create so much confusion and misalignment. When you have these information silos, meaning this team is not sharing information with another team, or when we get on a call as a collective group, we're not having that collaborative approach to problem solving or that collaborative approach to really finding different ways to move this project along, or even if we need to pivot. So this is important because it shows that everyone has the latest updates so they can make informed decision. One of my actionable tips for this is use a centralized communication hub. I don't care if it's Slack, Teams, Microsoft Teams, Asana, but you want to use something that allows you for real-time updates. One of the things I would do is I would create groups. So in Microsoft Teams, you can create groups. So let's say I'm meeting with, I don't know, the networking team. I would create a networking group so we can have all our correspondence and communications in there in real time. That way everybody is on the same page. Point number three, define a clear project scope from day one. Be willing to pivot, but from day one. See, project scope outlines is what needs to be done. That's including your deliverables, your constraints, your objective. Without a clearly defined scope, projects become susceptible to scope creep, which basically causes the project to delay or, worst off, budget overruns or quality issues. So here's my, this is why this is important. A well-defined scope ensures all stakeholders are aligned with expectation, preventing costly mid-project changes. My actionable tip is create a scope statement and require, because a lot of people forget this part right here, but you're exceptional project manager, whether you're about to get into the field or not, but you're exceptional because you're listening to today's episode. And my recommendation is going to be require formal sign-off of stakeholders before project execution, because again, our motto here is what I want you to breathe. I want you to live. If documentation is always going to be conversation. So we want to get a formal sign off. And also we want to use scope management plan to track changes. I am not saying that scope will not change, but if the scope has to change, let's follow the proper change control process to ensure we're documenting everything appropriately and that we are making sure everyone is aligned on the changes. Hey, family, if you haven't yet, check out the Secrets of Successful Project Manager book that is available on Amazon, as well as the Magnetic Project Manager. I think these are two great reads for you. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on the information. Point number four, proactively manage scope creep. Listen, small and unproved changes accumulate and they cause major delays. People think that, oh, your stakeholders were, or your project team, like, I'm going to make this small little change. And they don't let the project manager, and most of all, don't let the project team know. And then you get down the line and you're like, where did this change come from? Oh, I decided to make the change. And then it ends up causing major delays. So you want to, reason why this is important, you want to keep the main thing. And keeping the main thing meaning is keeping the project focused on the agreed, say it with me, the agreed deliverables. Here's my actual tip. Require cost-benefit analysis before approving scope changes. Point number five, break down the work with a detailed work breakdown structure, or what we call a WBS. See, a work breakdown structure divides the project into smaller, manageable tasks, ensuring clarity and what needs to be done or completed. Here's this why this is important, family. A WBS divides a project to help the team have a more clearer picture of what needs to be completed. And it just gives them a sense of, it's like almost, I call it a, and wait, let me say this as well. Not every project is going to use a WBS because, and it's just like when we always talk about different artifacts, not every project is going to require all of your tools, but a WBS is definitely useful. I've used it many times because how effective it is. It takes a big project and it breaks it down into something that it makes it feel more achievable. Because when you have this long list of just various tasks, or when we say deliverables, it just seems, man, I don't think we're ever going to get done. So here's my actionable tip. You can use tools like MS Project, Microsoft Project, Asana, ClickUp, Jira, Trello. These all can assist you in creating a WBS. And the major thing is being able to assign responsibility for each task. Point number six, identify and prioritize critical path activities. I think I'm going to do a whole episode on the critical path method because so many people get it wrong. They'd be like, oh, is that on? It's on the critical path. And you're like, that's not. But anyway, I digress. Let me stick to what we're talking about today regarding time. But I am going to do an episode on that because it's important that you understand these different methods. Now, there are tools now. It's always been tools, but Microsoft Project is good at helping you with the critical path, as well as other tools out there. But the critical path from a very high level, it highlights the sequence of dependent tasks that determine the shortest possible completion time. It's important though, family, because if a task is on the critical path is delayed, the entire project could potentially be delayed. So monitoring ensures a timely completion. There's my actionable tip. Track critical path activities daily. Use project management softwares to adjust timely dynamics. Point number seven, one of my favorite approaches, is utilizing rolling wave planning approach. See, a rolling wave planning approach allows for detailed planning of a task near the future while keeping a high-level plan for later phases. This is important, family, because not all project details are available at the start. So this method ensures adaptability as the project evolves. Here's my actual tip. Plan the first 30 or 60 days in a very detailed fashion and then refine future tasks every 2 weeks based on new insights. Point number eight, addressing bottlenecks and removing blockers immediately. You don't understand, family, when you have this humongous project, or I'll make it more, when you have a project in general, work stoppages that are unresolved create issues which derail the timeline. This is important because you want to make sure you find fast resolutions so you can keep the workflow smooth. And when I say fast resolutions, I'm not just talking about just using anything that's not working. I'm talking about real resolutions. So if that resolution didn't work, all right, let's use something else. Here's my actionable tip. Maintain a block lister list and assign owners to each issue for resolution. So we identify a blocker. We need to find somebody or somebodies that can actually work on it. And we need to hold them accountable as a project manager and say, hey, where we're at on that particular blocker we identify on X amount a day, because it's going to help move the project along faster. Here's one of my bonuses, family. I think I got about two bonuses for you. So I just wanted to over deliver because the schedule is so important. And again, I'm going to do a whole training on project scheduling because I can see that there's a great opportunity out there and a need for it. Monitor task dependencies closely. Some tasks cannot start until the predecessor are completed. Why is this important? Delays in dependent tasks can halt the entire project. My actionable tip, use Gantt charts so you can visualize dependencies and adjust schedules proactively. My next bonus for you, family, manage stakeholder expectation proactively. I'm sorry that I'm laughing, but it's so funny because when you get started in this thing, I love that. I hope you fall in love with called project management. You have to be able to manage stakeholders' expectation, and you want to be as proactive and not reactive. See, stakeholders' expectation often result in last minute changes that really disrupt your whole timeline, disrupt your team, and just disrupt the progress you guys have been making. So this is important because you want to ensure smooth execution without unnecessary rework. My actionable tip is use a stakeholder engagement matrix so you can track stakeholder influence and communicate needs. Communication is going to be important. And my last and final bonus for you today, family, is set milestones to measure progress. See, milestones act as checkpoints to gauge progress and keep team accountable. This is important because milestones prevent teams from staying too far from the intended milestone by forcing them to regularly progress as the project evolves. My actionable tip, define weekly or biweekly milestones or monthly or quarterly or whatever that looks like for you and link them to the deliverables and require a stakeholder sign off or a project team member sign off. Family, as always, I hope and I ask that you take action today. See, success in project management is not about planning. People think it is about planning. And planning has something to do with it because the whole adage is if you plan to fail, you fail to plan. However, that's just a piece of it. It's really about being proactive in execution. So if you want to consistently deliver on time, you must take action before problems spiral out of control. This is one of the reasons why I'm always talking about conflict here. I'm always talking about bottlenecks here. I'm always talking about earning the respect of your project team and your stakeholders and holding them accountable, because all of these pieces have more of an impact than anything else. I'm telling you, I've experienced it. I watched it over and over again. So here's my three items I want you to keep in mind. Break down the work and detail work breakdown structures, what we call a WBS. This helps you because sometimes a project can feel overwhelming. And if you haven't broken down it enough, then the team is going to feel like there's never no end in sight. So my actionable tip is create a clear WBS. Eliminates, watch this, it's going to get good to me, confusion. It assigns responsibility and it transforms complex projects into manageable steps. My next point, escalate issues before they become crisis. The worst, and I do mean the worst mistake you can make, is waiting too long to act. Those who wait too long to act, they will pay for it later. Every time I've seen someone wait for a mistake because they're embarrassed or they're concerned or whatever that thing is that they're dealing with, that problem turns into a bigger problem down the line that now is taking more resources. It's costing us more. We're having to adjust the schedule. So small problems ignored today become major roadblocks tomorrow. Here's my actionable tip. Know when to escalate. And before you escalate, you want to make sure that you understand what is at risk when you're escalating, because you may be asked that, whether it's your deadlines, whether it's your scope, whether it is your cost, whether it is your quality. Here's my final challenge to you, family. I'm going to challenge you today. Take a look at your current project schedule today. What is the biggest risk in your timeline right now? Address it now before it derails your success. Here's my actionable tip on that. Project managers don't react. Guess what we do? We lead. It's time to take control of your timelines and deliver with confidence. Family, I hope today's episode really helped you understand the importance of being able to really set a realistic project schedule, being able to really get in front of the team and address problems right away. Earlier you're able to address problems, the better you're able not to only just protect the project, you're able to protect your team as well. Until next time. Oh, by the way, I go by the name ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means it. Until next time.